This is A to Z, an introduction into Husseini lifestyle. Today's lesson, the frankness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome everyone. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. And I'm your host, Hussein Hinzano. And in today's lesson, we're talking about a very important trait in the life of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. And this trait is the frankness of his words. Al-Imam Al-Hussein, Aba Abdullah alayhi salam, was a frank person. He used to speak frankly, openly. This means that he never spoke something that he felt, whenever he felt something should be told, he said it openly to the people without hiding anything. At a time when the Imam, was badly in need of numbers and numerous helpers would have helped in his campaign, Al-Imam Hussein told his companions that, hey, whenever you feel like leaving me, you can leave me. I'm not forcing anyone to be with me. This is one of the very many examples of the frankness of Al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Al-Imam Hussein refrained from any kind of deception and frankly stated the true position to the multitudes who had been accompanying him. At the time, Al-Imam Hussein was going to face a bad time when he was going to face the happening of Karbala. People were so many Sahabas were accompanying him. And he told them frankly that this is not an easy path. It's a very difficult path. You should be ready for a difficult period in front of you. Whenever you feel like leaving, please leave now, because I don't want you to face what I'm going to face there unless you're ready to face it. This was so because those who have firm belief in God and his justice never has such defeats. Among the examples of his forthrightness is that on the 10th eve of Muharram, he gathered all his companions and informed them with absolute frankness that all those who shall remain with him will be martyred the next day. This is how frank Al-Imam Hussein was.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z program from the IRB English Radio. We are talking about the frankness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. So we're talking about the frankness of Al-Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam. He was so frank. He was so open. It says that among the examples of his forthrightness, among the example of his frankness of his words, is that on the 10th eve of Muharram, Al-Imam Hussein gathered all his companions and informed them with absolute frankness. He told them that all those who shall remain with him will be martyred the next day. The Holy Imam explained to them in an open term. He explained it in an open words, very simple words, that hey, that they may have a clear idea about what they were doing. And he suggested them to go away in the darkness of the night. But the great clan did not agree to leave him, and rather expressed their determination to be martyred in his company. People who believed in God and were people who believed in the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the message of Al-Imam Al-Hussein, they stood firm with him because they had determination, and they said, it's okay, we have no problem to be martyred if we will accompany you. We will accompany you, O Imam Hussein, even if it means we're going to be martyred in the path. So kingdoms are established and governments destroyed. But these lofty words that are the basis of eternity to every living being remain, because the lofty values are made prominent by it, such that man does not obtain any exaltation without it. This is the kind of the firmness, the kind of straightforwardness that Al-Imam Al-Hussein used to have at the time. He spoke directly with his mouth. He said whatever he felt should be said at the time. And he was so frank in front of anyone who stood in front of him. And this is the type of leadership that we need to study, that we need to know, we need to accept in our day-to-day lifestyle. Fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode and another lesson, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Better friends than you, but anyone stay here won't be left tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go.